Once Ace Books had Burroughs' manuscript, the editor set to work. In December 1952, they made the decision to bind it back-to-back with Narcotic Agent. An appalling idea, Burroughs groaned, although he later admitted the memoirs were not so bad as I expected. Then, having reorganized the novel into 15 chapters, they cut numerous passages, made 24 separate Baudelaireizations, some small, fucking punks became nowhere punks, others more substantial, and inserted 7 editor's notes. Finally, in February 1953, Ace held up the publication schedule once they knew that Burroughs, now traveling through Central and South America, was planning to write about his expedition to find the drug Yahe. Burroughs declined to be screwed twice. "They are up to their old tricks. 2 books, 1 advance. And 2 months later, the book was on sale in rail stations across America. The first Ace edition sold 113,170 copies between April and the end of 1953. 96,382 in the United States, 16,578 in Canada, the rest unaccounted for, and earned $1,129.60. But Burroughs never received proper royalty payments and would complain repeatedly that Ace failed to honor their contract. Ginsberg, meanwhile, had another complaint. After a meeting with Wynne in October, he covered all the stalls and bookstores around Times Square, 42nd Street, and Greenwich Village in search of junkie and found no copies for sale. Since these were, as he later protested to Wynne, the hottest areas for junk and therefore for a book called Junkie, it raises the interesting question as to where those 100,000 readers of Burroughs' novel came from, who they were, and what they made of it. Apart from a British reprint by Digit Books in 1957, Junkie wasn't published separately, let alone under Burroughs' own name, until the Ace edition of 1964, which they reprinted in 1970 and 1973, while other editions appeared from Olympia Press, 1966, reprinted in 1969 and 1972, and Bruce and Watson, 1973. It was translated into languages from Dutch to Japanese, including an Italian edition titled La Chimia sulla Schiena, Monkey on the Back, that featured an article on the apomorphine cure, which Burroughs asked to be reprinted in the 1964 Ace edition. The article would lend dignity and purpose to the publication, but to no avail.